pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
For this episode, we are going to focus on one topping.
Yes.
The most iconic topping?
Up there. For desserts, yes.
Yeah.
For desserts,
I mean, but how often do you put it on non-dessert things?
I very rarely put whipped cream on anything.
Ah,
that's right. We're okay. Talking about
yes,
whipped cream.
Yes, the fabled whipped cream.
Yes,
you know it. To some, it makes or breaks whatever they're having.
Have you made homemade whipped cream?
Never done that. Mm. I've always gotten it in a can. You have?
I've made a homemade whipped cream once. Yes.
Is it a difficult process? I imagine it can't be that hard.
It is not that hard. It's a lot of whisking, though.
Yeah.
You got to whisk. Yeah. You got that stiff peak. It's pretty cool, though.
Okay. How would you compare your homemade whipped cream to the whipped cream in the can?
Way better.
Oh.
Way better.
Okay.
However, the whipped cream in a can... Wow, I can't speak. The whipped cream in a can... has a different nostalgic flavor for me. It's yes. very sweet and the texture is different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Are you a whipped cream on everything kind of person?
No.
Or it varies?
I would rather skip the whipped cream.
Really?
Yes. However, that's not to say I don't like whipped cream. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know, in a weird way, that's how... Like, say hot chocolate. I would rather have more hot chocolate than whipped cream on top of chocolate. You know what
okay.
I mean?
I see.
I'd much rather to have more.
I see.
Yeah. So okay. that's sort of my thinking on it.
So whipped cream really has two necessities in terms of when you add it to whatever that may be. If it's going to be something like cake or pie or with ice cream, it's usually there to add flavor and texture.
Yes.
If you're adding it
to... And for visuals.
Yes. Yeah. So it looks nice. It kind of adds a little bit of kick to it.
Right.
And it goes... It pairs well with, like, pie crust.
Right.
You know, that's why you always see whipped cream on pie.
Right.
But then if you're going to have it in drink form... Not only does it add a little bit of flavor, but it also kind of gives it more of a creamy texture to your beverage.
Yes, for sure.
So that is a good division into where I stand on whipped cream.
Okay, fair enough.
So you're out at a restaurant. You've had a wonderful meal.
Okay.
And you're like, I want a slice of pie.
Yeah.
Whipped cream? No whipped cream.
Personally, no whipped cream.
Okay.
However... If it came out with whipped cream, I'm
so if they didn't ask you and they just brought out whatever was standard and yes. it was whipped cream, you'd be fine.
I'm good.
You scrape it off or you're going to eat it?
I'll eat it for sure. And I think it also depends on how quality the whipped cream is. Now, if I'm out at like Chili's or whatever, their whipped cream is nothing.
It's the can.
So
yeah.
No. However, if I'm at a fancy restaurant... Usually they're not going to ask because they just say, you eat what we give you. You know what I mean?
Well, hardly it's also kind of like the chef views that or the person who made yes. it views it as like yes. it's a part of
right.
the dessert.
But it's usually much higher quality. It's done by yes. hand and it right. has a stiff peak and it enhances the flavor. And also I personally enjoy whipped cream on pastries more than I do on a drink.
Okay.
And like on a piece of pie, if it's a really good crust and just like really well done, boom.
Yeah.
Love the whipped cream on it. However, like I said, me personally, if I just order something, I tend to skip the whipped cream. And it's not that it's not good, and it definitely enhances the flavor of certain things. But for me, it's just, to me, it's always felt like filler.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want the thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Okay, so pie, no, preferably. I'm the same way.
Medium.
I don't really need it.
Pie doesn't need it.
I'll usually ask for it off because... To me, that's kind of like masking maybe the lack of flavor.
I would agree.
Pie
doesn't need it.
Milkshakes.
This is tough.
Where do you stand on the milkshake?
It depends on the place. It really does.
Okay.
But if I have to decide,
yeah,
no whipped cream.
Okay.
However, Chick-fil-A, whipped cream.
With the cherry?
With the cherry.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sonic whipped cream. Give me that whipped cream.
Yeah. Mix it in with the Blizzard.
Yes. Now.
Well, they're not called Blizzards.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, a regular place, like, mm-hmm. I'm cool. I just want the milkshake. Like Amy's ice cream. Like an ice cream place here
in Austin. No whipped cream.
I don't really need the whipped cream because the ice cream is so good on its own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, how about you?
What about, so milkshake? No, okay. I'm fair not because it does it. You can definitely add texture to it.
Right.
But I think if you have a good milkshake, then the texture is already going to be there. Yeah, the creaminess is already there.
You don't need it.
Now adjacent to ice cream, the sundae.
Yes. Must.
I would agree.
Must.
Even if you're not the world's biggest whipped cream fan, it's all part of it.
Because it's part of the look.
Yes.
And now we're talking banana split sundae.
You gotta.
You have to.
Yeah.
Especially with the bananas.
It's like having a 5-layer burrito. There's 5 layers for a reason.
You need the whipped cream.
The whipped cream totally is agree. A definite layer for the
Totes
sundae.
Totes agree.
Okay.
Totes agree.
Now warm beverages.
I'm out.
Completely. Okay.
It just does not float my boat. Like I said, one, it takes up space and I'm not about that. I want that hot chocolate. But two, you have to drink it quick because hot beverages deflate and melt the whipped cream and it will go into your beverage, but then it becomes way too sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm just not that kind of person. I'm not that kind of person.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. How about you?
Me personally, that is when I am a whipped cream fanatic.
Wow. That's your best. Okay.
So, because a lot of the times now there's...
Well, what hot beverages are we talking about here?
So, for me, hot chocolate. Right. I don't drink coffee and I don't see it being in
I've seen it done. Beverage. Starbucks has done it before. I mean, Starbucks definitely puts whipped cream on coffee. So, it happens. But mostly when people are talking whipped cream, they're talking hot chocolate.
Yeah. And that's mainly where I use it. Now, I'm also the kind of person that I'm going to more so lean towards marshmallows.
Oh.
You know, if I have a chance between whipped cream and marshmallows, I'm going mellows.
Can I ask you something about your hot chocolate, though?
Go for it.
Is it milk-based or water-based?
That's where it really plays into effect. Now, a lot of the times when you go out in public, they're probably going to lean more water if it's not like their go-to beverage.
Right.
Then you're typically going to have a water-based one. To me, whipped cream all day because you got to get the creaminess that you're not getting from the water.
Right.
Now, if it's more of a milk-based, I don't necessarily need it because to me, the only thing that whipped cream is really doing is just making the texture better.
Right.
Making it more filling.
Right.
You know, unless like I'm drinking store-bought, you know, like Yoo-hoo or something.
So it's like hiding a lot of that.
Exactly.
Wateriness.
Yes. And it's allowing it to be more enjoyable.
Which, speaking of Starbucks, when they do put whipped cream on coffee, that I feel like that's the same effect that it's doing. It's bringing out.
It's just thickening it up a little bit.
It's thickening it up, providing a creaminess. That's an interesting take. Mm-hmm. And I think you've convinced me. I think if someone gave me a watery hot chocolate, I would definitely be more inclined to put whipped cream in it. Maybe not like a swirl all the way on the top. Just a little thing.
I'm usually of like, put a little in there. Let me stir it around. Taste it. If I need a little bit more frothiness.
Now, when we'll it comes come to marshmallows, back. I'm out. I'm sorry. That's just
why not?
That's not me. That's not how I was raised. However, I was raised in a Mexican hot chocolate family. Mexican hot chocolate's a very important part of being Mexican in our culture and blah, blah, blah. So we have a lot of like rules for hot chocolate, and marshmallows is not one of them.
That's a shame.
Whenever I saw people with marshmallows, I'd be like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, but I get it though, because our hot chocolates are so different. Ours is very rich and heavy, and like the typical hot chocolate that you find here is very watery based. So you need the whipped cream, you need the marshmallows to like
bring it all together
for sure.
It definitely adds that creaminess.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very important, I think, for the beverages.
So let me ask you, how about whipped cream on, like, fruit? I've seen that.
I'm not a big fruit person.
Okay.
You know another thing I've seen it on? Jell-O.
Yes, Jell-O.
Yeah.
Similar vibes there.
Yeah.
I don't need it on those because I feel like fruit to me is already sweet and perfect the way it is.
Yeah.
And then Jell-O, like...
Yeah.
Jell-O's already its own thing. I don't need whipped cream on it.
I could see maybe pudding doing a little whipped cream.
Yeah.
But even then, I mean, yeah, why?
Waffles. I see this all the time.
I could, yeah, waffles or like pancakes.
I'm out. Butter and syrup. That's all I need.
But syrup and whipped cream.
I'm sure it's good.
I'm not a butter on pancakes kind of person.
Well, that's where you're wrong. It's so good.
Okay, whatever.
What kind of pancakes you eat, though?
Just buttermilk. That's a run-of-the-mill
buttermilk. That's what needs person. Butter, though.
No, because it's already got the butter in the dough, in the mixture.
I agree. It's not like I will eat it without butter. It's not like I'm fighting for butter. Sounds but I'm like just saying won. Butter over whipped cream for me. That's all I'm saying.
I'm usually just straight syrup.
Yeah, that's the best.
But if you're going to set down butter and whipped cream, I'm with the whipped cream on there.
Yeah. How about like a croissant? I've seen that.
No.
I would do
a croissant. I'm just butter.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
But I've seen whipped cream on like, or like, how about a cream puff? A big cream puff person?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, and it's part of the.
Yeah, it's like, part of the thing.
It's part of the thing, for sure.
Pastries I'm fine with.
Okay.
You know, because pastries is usually a small little bit.
Right.
You know, because like if you go to like a milkshake place, they do the whole ring and they try and make it as tall as possible. But
that's not my deal.
Yeah, I don't want that.
That's not my deal.
It's like an upside down ice cream.
Right.
But I don't need it.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. That's it. We did. That was the quickest simple. Episode. Yeah. Whipped cream. Yeah. Yes. No. Yes. No. Okay. How about this? What's the weirdest thing you would put whipped cream on? Let's end it on that.
I mean, I'd still have to do something sweet.
So for you, it has to be sweet.
It would has you put to be it
on,
sweet.
If you had to put it on something savory, what would it be?
Fried chicken.
Ooh, that's genius.
Because chicken fried and chicken and waffles. Yeah. When you said waffles, I could see that. It'd have so to be true. Something fried and not too, like to me, chicken's not an overpowering flavor.
Right.
You know, and if you dull down the spices in the batter.
Right.
And you just kind of have the salt, a little bit of salt. You get that salty sweet combo. That's where I'd probably
that's
do
genius.
It.
I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm stealing your answer. That's okay. The way to go. All right. That has been our episode for the day. If you like our show and you like our random topics like that,
yes.
Share it with your friends and family. It's a lot of fun. That's the best way to get our show out right now. And leave us a review. Reviews really, really help, especially with shows like ours. And if you want to let us know what you put whipped cream on, let us know at Daily Sunnyside and at dailysunnyside@gmail.com. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.